This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio. Coming to you live from FUBAR HQ, the show all about fantasy football. This is Good Team on Paper. Introducing our team managers, Rob, the football know-it-all, Deck, the fantasy legend, Bundo, the stats man, and Mike, the producer.
Hi guys!
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. That's quite dramatic, that start, isn't it?
You've not heard it, have you?
It's also, as you probably heard, it meant that my conversation with Deck was a little bit short of him turning to me going, "You're doing all right in this game, aren't you?"
With a tone of a suitable surprise.
Yeah, I know. Nobody's more surprised than me.
Short and to the point.
Yeah. My headphones are
too wide.
My headphones are too wide, Mike. So does that mean that my head has shrunk due to my...
Like his penis.
Hey! Oh, boys, it is innuendo heavy today.
Wasn't it penis talk last week? Wasn't that like while I was away? That was.
We've had a discussion.
That was a lovely phone-in, by the way.
Yeah. That was one of the best phone-ins in history.
Ten minutes of trying to hide from the vacuum cleaner at work. Like, there was this cleaner following me around with a vacuum cleaner. I was going, "Sorry, love, I'm on a moderately popular podcast right now. I really need..." Just, go on, sling it.
We had a little chat and decided that as the end of the season, you know, in the summer when there's no football, we've got to have something to talk about. So we're trying to segue into a penis-based chat show.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people have penises? Loads.
Yeah. Well,
massive market.
Literally half.
Yeah. Good penis on table.
Yeah. Or on shoulder.
On Ooh, shoulder, yeah.
Controversial.
There
was a lad at school who used to go around and put his cock on people's shoulder.
Really? How tall was he?
No, when they were sat down. Oh, he'd go up behind him and just put his cock on their shoulder, and I kept trying, but it fell short.
Yeah, I was about to say, I could probably reach about shoulder played at best. Yeah.
I thought we were going to do one about cricket, but, you know, there's...
You could play cricket with your cock.
Yeah. Mm. Grass
there,
on the
there
wicket.
There is the googlies and all that kind of
good
stuff.
Good grass on the wicket, that's what it's going to be called.
We did G-G barely legal teams last O-W. Week as well, didn't we? We covered that.
Yeah, we did.
Allegedly.
Yeah. I hope we're going to do some fantasy football this week.
Yeah!
Well, it was less fancy and less football last week, I feel, Bundo. There wasn't really much going on.
I'm sorry, it was a late pull-out for me. Just,
And that's what she said.
Guys!
Hey!
Wowzers!
I didn't even know I was doing that. It just trips off the tongue.
Yeah. Okay, oh dear lord.
How long have we done? 2 minutes. Pure cock.
How long have we done?
Hey!
This is Penis Talk on FUBAR Radio. Thank you very much for checking out. This is where a good team on paper normally would be, but this week we are talking about penises.
Take that, Hannah Witten.
Yeah.
We can all talk about cock.
Yeah, niche ref.
Anyway, welcome to Good Team on Paper. We are live on FUBAR Radio. If you want to get in contact, goodteam@fubarradio.com, or you can drop us a tweet at FUBAR Radio as well. Hi guys, do you want to talk about some football?
All right.
Yeah.
There was so much of it.
I thought that this was pure fantasy football this week. It was where your ordinary casual manager tripped up because they got a lot of players who weren't playing. It's coming into the business end of the season. This is where the men and the boys are separated, or women and girls, depending on.
Define tripped up, because, like, I mean, what's the cut-off point below which you are tripped up? Say nine. If you got below 9 points, you definitely tripped up.
Well, I think that the average points this week, I had to go into a stat attack early. Why not?
Yeah.
Stat attack.
With 2 minutes to go. So, the average points was 19. That shows that there's a lot of...
above average.
I dream 19. Of 19.
But nine is a real failure.
I got 10. Good. I got 10. Double figures.
Talk us through that. I had
three Liverpool midfielders.
Always a mistake. Even Liverpool try not to do that.
Yeah.
It's just long ball.
And Llorente. I think just about everybody else was like, not playing this week, mate.
So, despite the fact that we do a fantasy football focused radio show and podcast that you are now listening to, thank you, Tom.
Yeah.
You have decided to not take any of Bundo's advice last week or my advice the week before.
Well, the thing is, I've already used both my wild card many transfer things
school
because
school
because boy. I had many transfer.
That's two wild cards.
Yeah. You get one before Christmas and one after Christmas.
Yeah.
And
it allows you to make unlimited substitutions.
Yeah, and in many ways, it's like Christmas.
Right.
I've already used both of those, and I didn't want to spend my points.
So it was a conscious choice.
It was a conscious choice, but a bad one.
Well, it's interesting, though, because I've been having a conversation with lots of different managers over the past week, and there were two kind of tactics of this weekend, if you actually had any tactics. And that was, you do what I do, which is gradually over a number of weeks, use the normal transfers looking ahead to build up 11 players who are going to play. Mm. Or you just stick to your guns with your good players that you've got, your consistent ones. You don't bother kind of making some changes just for that, because let's be honest, I had 11 players with a sub that was coming on, and I got the same amount, I think less points than top of our league Graham Billing, who actually had like four players playing or five players, but because he picked the ones who are going to get points, he's better off. So I guess you've got two approaches, and it's going to come up again with the double game weeks and the single game weeks that might be coming up.
Just to be clear, are you saying Graham Billing's approach is to pick players that are going to get points?
Yeah,
that's the secret sauce.
Guys, we finally cracked it. 27 weeks in, strap in. This is golden. This is absolutely golden.
That is a bombshell. Do you want to know how I compounded my folly? I had, going into the week, two transfers because I hadn't used one in the previous 2 weeks. I forgot to use one, so obviously I lost a transfer. Mm. So then again, immediately afterwards, I had two transfers. So I transferred in a very injured Harry Kane.
Oh, mate. It's unlucky. Yeah,
that's horrible.
I mean, we're going to come on to that quite... I'll talk about it now, Mike, before the dream team. Because it's really interesting, the number of players who might be out and the kind of the crisis that this is causing managers. So we've already had Jesus, who is out. He's injured long term.
Yeah, but he'll be back in, what, 4 weeks?
Yeah. I won't tolerate this guy. Meandering.
The Easter Bunny will be giving you a gift of Jesus.
The Easter Bundy.
Well, very poor.
There's some kind of egg joke.
Yeah.
We'll work it out later. So Harry Kane could be injured. Llorente could be injured. Bobby Firmin could be injured.
They are my two strikers.
Well, that's the thing. Ibrahimovic suspended, rightly so. You talked about Tyrone Mings.
The thing is, Tyrone Mings got... that was after we were on air. Mm. Tyrone Mings got 5 games for something that you can't even prove he meant to do.
He does have a face that's quite punchable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt. But he got 5 games for something that it's not very clear whether if it was even a foul or just an accident. Mm-hmm. Whereas Zlatan Ibrahimovic clearly, deliberately swung his elbow into a guy's face that could have fractured his face off. could have fractured an eye socket, broken his jaw, anything. And he only gets 3 games. I don't get that. It's definitely deliberate, and he gets 3. It might be a foul, and he gets 5.
It's the big team bias, isn't it? That's the thing. They always get a little bit extra, man. Whereas poor old plucky don't get anything, do they?
No.
They don't get anything. Was it Bournemouth? No, who are they from?
Yeah, it's Bournemouth. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
It's that kind of finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
Stats industry that we're looking for here.
I've identified it. Pick players that get large amounts of points.
Yeah.
And correctly assign them to the teams which they play for.
Yeah.
That's the key. See, so that, Mike, we spent all the season trying to tell you what to do, and those are the secret things.
What's up with Firmino?
He's injured.
It's been a big week for Bundy.
Stat attack.
Whereas
breaking news.
Whereas Adam Lallana.
Adam Lallana. Do we have a sting for that yet?
No.
He's just stopped playing football, hasn't he?
No, he's fantastic. He was fantastic 2 weeks ago. He's a smooth, flowing river.
Smooth operator.
He is a smooth operator, flowing down the way. He's going to be England's top player as well
when it comes on
to the qualifiers. He is. He's smooth as silk. I think he's going to be a big player. With him and Mane, Liverpool are going to be just all right.
He's smooth as silk and woven by spiders.
This is a great advert for Adam Lallana if he was some kind of FMCG brand. Yeah. Just, so, you know, that's a little bit of advertising jargon for all you brands out there looking for sponsorship.
Niche ref.
Niche ref. That is a niche for you advertising fans. do you want me to talk about the Dream Team, Mike? Have I even got time?
I, for one, definitely do.
Mm. I'm all right, but if Deck really wants it, we'll do the Dream Team.
That's leadership
right there.
Okay, so the total Dream Team points this week, we're going to be 109. No, don't do that, because when you do it, it means they can't make a video out of it. I know that they won't. I'm just making that very clear. But at least I want to, tomorrow morning, wake up with just the merest possibility that might be the case.
Don't steal hope from him.
Just give me that.
He's a very successful actual adult, and it's amazing that this is... I want to wake up tomorrow with the possibility.
It's just like Christmas Eve. And I'll wake up in the morning and be like, oh, it's a bike. No, it's a Barbie again. What are they trying to say?
Just the dream.
Let's start over. The Dream Team. Matthew, the Dream Team.
Hi, Facebook fans. Well, the total Dream Team points this week was 109. Comment if you will. Share if you like it. The top scorer was Josh King on 18 points. So he had a hat trick, but he missed a penalty. You might as well put the music on, for God's sake. They're not going to edit this. Just put the music on.
But he actually missed a penalty. It's not the cruel version of missed a penalty where they give no credit to the keeper.
Yeah,
he had a big goal. He's a professional footballer. He had a big goal to aim at from 12 yards, and he missed the entire goal.
Unforgivable.
I've seen toddlers do it.
I've actually got a stat attack about this. He says cross-reference.
Stat attack.
Yeah. Cross-reference stat attack.
You smooth.
So Bournemouth have won the most penalties out of any team in the Premier League this season. They've won 9. But they had scored them all until that game. That was the first time they had missed them. So I've always think it's funny when they change penalty takers between the two. Mm. It shows like he's basically, his arse has gone, hasn't he? He's just gone like, no more, please. And Efebe is because his was saved. So that's acceptable. That was a very good save from Darren Randolph. That's the reason why that Darren Randolph is doing an incredible 10 points for a keeper this week. Mm. And I'm pleased to say that he was on my bench. how we laughed, didn't we? We had a laugh. He got 10. I'll run through the Dream Team from back to front. So Randolph was it. You can do the music, Mike, if you want.
I've lost it, so it's...
Good.
You had your chance.
Yeah, you're right. So Randolph with 10 points. We've got Alfie Mawson, Second World War fighter pilot.
How about this one?
Lieutenant Corporal Andy Molson.
I'd absolutely love to come with you chaps, but unfortunately I'm walking the dog. It's a suicide mission. I can't make it. I'd love to be there for you guys. I'm so sorry.
So you heard that, chaps. Mawson's out.
With Admiral Jagielka at the back.
What? Fritz.
It sounds like a Fritz, doesn't it?
Sounds like a Fritz.
It sounds like him. It sounds like Jerry. The walls have ears and all that.
Yes.
So we've got Phil Jagielka with 6, Ashley Williams.
Ladies' choice, Ashley Williams.
Yeah,
ladies'
choice. It'd be lovely. It'd probably be neutral. I'd imagine you'd be a neutral, smooth Swiss guy in the war. Are we going to go through and assign them to either Axis or Allied powers throughout the entire thing?
Yep. So King is obviously the King. So
the collapse of Empire.
Yeah. Yeah.
If the Second World War is about anything, it's about the collapse of Empire.
Morales with 10, he's pure Hun.
Well, he's
Schneidlin.
He's 9. The Argentine descendant of a fled Nazi, surely.
Definitely. Emre Can, actual Hun.
Yeah.
Turkish heritage, but actual German.
Mm-hmm. International.
German voluntarily. Voluntarily German. The worst kind.
Yeah, he opted to be German.
Yeah. Ross Barkley, who definitely sounds like he could be Brigadier Ross Barkley.
No, Brigadier Barkley sounds like a Powell's regiment.
No, I think he's a decent. He's an honest working Tommy. He's just happy to be there making up the numbers. He's walking towards the guns. He doesn't know what's happening. Oh, he's dead now!
Just give me a gun and point me at the Germans, innit?
Yeah, give me a chance. I want to do a bit for Brighty.
Yeah.
I haven't got a working education. Oh, just give me a chance.
I got a girl back home. She's lovely. Look at this picture. Why are you wanking on the picture of me, girl?
I'm not even allowed to do that yet.
We've got Romelu Lukaku and
Belgium regularly invaded.
Belgium, they were the first. They were one of the victims of Blitzkrieg, weren't they?
They were. Yeah, 5 weeks it took to take over Belgium.
Really, did it?
Yeah.
And if you've ever spent 5 weeks in Belgium, you'll know that's about 4.5 weeks too long.
They spent four and a half.
Rob spent most of his time on holiday analysing their defences from a military perspective.
I like to see that.
Lanzarote, easily enabled.
I was thinking about Lanzarote too. Why would we both think about their defensive weakness? it's the moonlight terrain, isn't it? You know, be no cover.
If that's you're in charge of Lanzarote's defences, fuck your ideas up.
Rob's incoming.
Oh god! So it got Romelu Lukaku up front and Niasse.
Who's
Hull?
Well, he's from the colony, so be with us.
Yeah. Playing a valuable role.
Dead on the first day of Anzac Day or something like that.
And I'll tell you what, Everton know how to identify a player who can finish and then let him go.
Oh, yeah, we love that. We absolutely love that.
Because admittedly, he's only scored the three goals, but he looks quite a player.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, worth the £10 million you paid for him and then never played him.
£10 million?
Yeah.
And we can't even pronounce his name.
Can I get a job to sit around for £10 million and not do anything? Is that
he doesn't get the
£10 million?
How
much are we paying you right now?
How does it work? A couple of beers. How does it work then?
They paid his club £10 million.
Oh, right. Okay.
He will still be on a very decent hourly wage. I'm assuming national living wage plus. And with some benefits in there, like, you know, free Everton club merchandise.
We're one of the only five clubs, I think, in the Premier League, plus all the other leagues, that pay the living wage to all of our employees.
Yeah.
Everton, a decent employer.
Really?
Sunderland, bunch of wankers.
Including Morgan Schneiderlin.
Because they...
Everybody gets a working wage.
Because they fired 200 people. They made 200 people redundant whilst paying... They're rubbish footballers.
But that's like a Sunderland local pastime.
Yeah.
Just making people redundant.
Something we can thank Maggie for.
It's a way to build a connection with the fans. Just do something, you know, make everybody on a level.
I heard something very nice about Lincoln when they went to play Arsenal just up the road. They tidied up their dressing room straight afterwards. They asked the groundskeeper, can we have a brush? It was spotless. See, that's what they do.
That's good football.
That's a very good idea. It's also the All Blacks do that. And the captain of the All Blacks always cleans the changing room. And it's supposed to lead by example. Richie McCaw would do it every single time they played.
And one member of the Leeds United team sneaks around the club and somewhere does a secret poo.
I'm about to say, I believe that Emre Can tries to hose down the walls with his own piss.
Great traditions from different clubs.
Claude Makélélé used to give the bath a good wipe with his own penis.
We're back on penis chat.
there was a good 15 cock-free minutes there. But we're back.
Enjoy them while you can, lesbians. Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Where did that come from? I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry.
Hate speech.
Anything in the Dream Team, though, you feel you need to talk about?
I like your... Tell us your Josh King stat.
This is a proper stat. This is a Wikipedia stat.
Stat attack.
So Joshua King, he scored 7 goals in the last 5 top flight games. That's a great stat. Well done, you. Great player to
be. Especially for a midfielder.
He's the most transferred player in this week. I'm going to ruin my stats for later, so a lot of people have faith in him. But, unknown fact, he's Norwegian.
Really?
Yeah.
Great fact.
You're a liar.
That. No, he's
you're a liar.
No, he's Norwegian. He was signed by Man United from a Norwegian team and then was sent out on loan many times. And then
Norwegians called things like Tor André Flo. You're a liar.
Well, he is...
Or Stig Inge Bjørneby, who may or may not have been Norwegian.
He is called...
Or Gunnar Haller.
Yeah.
I remember Tor André Flo was one of the best bits of commentary that Jonathan Pearce ever did, where he said, here by the banks of the magnificent Danube... Danube. I'm going to start it again because this is definitely a video. Here by the banks of the magnificent Danube comes to take a corner another magnificent flow. It's Tori André. That was like, yes, well done. Straight off Robot Wars, that. It was good.
Well, I mean, literally before this started, Ali, the Fubar's departing guru and leader was talking about the best piece of commentary in the world ever, which is that Norwegian commentary. I think the commentator in 1981 who famously started by saying, Winston Churchill, can you hear me? Maggie Thatcher, are you listening? Your boys took one hell of a beating.
It doesn't work.
Dad, I told you I'd get it on.
Theresa May. Jeremy Corbyn, are you part of this?
Hiding under a carpet.
Yeah, then all...
Anyway, sorry, back to King. Was it King? So you were
his,
about?
His full name is Joshua Christian Kojo King, which is amazing.
Ah. I think that is a
point of interest.
It's a fantastic name, doesn't it? Like it kind of feels like a character in a 19th century novel.
Yeah.
Like it seems like a character from a Minor Tintin story that Herjo tries to make you forget.
And utilising our new communication method, Ali has provided us with the fact that Stig-Inge Bjørneby is a retired Norwegian footballer who played in Norway, England and Denmark, most notably for Liverpool FC during their sponsored by Candy Dishwashers period.
That was a great period in our brand partnerships.
His birthday. Crown Paints.
No, yesterday's news.
Oh, yep. He didn't say the candy bit. He wants a serious career in broadcasting. He didn't say the candy bit.
Oh.
That was down to me. That was just me improving.
I think he would probably be in the Carlsberg era, actually.
Well, as well.
Yeah, he might have played brunch between
the
two.
Pretty sure he started. He's no Bjørn Tore Kvamme. I
just remember there was a significant marketing strategy shift from candy washing machines, from putting unnecessary sponsor on shirts to stopping making washing machines.
What, was it along the lines of if Carlsberg could make football teams, it wouldn't be like this?
If Carlsberg could make washing machines, they would definitely be endorsed with candy during a lengthy co-branding sponsorship strategy.
If Carlsberg Bundy is literally rubbing himself at the moment at the possibility of a spreadsheet and or some kind of...
If Carlsberg want to call in and sponsor us, that's the kind of multifaceted media thinking you'll be getting on FUBAR Radio.
Going back to Scandies, who played for Liverpool, do you remember how Jan Molby talks?
Oh, like
it's
a
so confusing.
Yeah. Great accent, yeah.
He's a Danish Scouser.
Yeah, pure Scouse, absolutely fantastic.
But with the odd bit of, like, the killing in there,
yeah. Like, it's like Schmeichel had a perfect Manc accent as well, even with like kind of the swagger of the Gallagher. It's like
tack for coffee.
Oh, I've been in goal. Like that. Is that a good Gallagher impression? It's pretty good. That
it's reasonable. Oh. I mean, you're from that roughly that neck of the woods. You should do better.
My family are Scouse, but I and I'm very proud of that heritage.
Check your wallets, lads.
But I have lost the accents due to
that pride.
Living down south too long.
Shall we move on?
Shall I talk about any more about the Dream Team, or do you want to take a break and then go for more goodness afterwards, Mike?
Let's take a break and you can do your stat attack after the break. Yeah.
Meaty goodness.
Alrighty. This is FUBAR Radio.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
Next week, serialised in the Daily Mirror, the new autobiography from the Senegalese international who's taken the Premier League by storm. It's flying up the top seller list as fast as he flies up the wing. Yes, it's Mané on Mané, the real story of Sadio. It's a warts and all story as we show you the Mané behind the headlines. It's all about the Mané, Mané, Mané. It's all about the Mané, Mané, Mané. That's Mané in the Mirror on Monday.
FUBAR Radio is proud to be an official partner of Stand and Calling 2017. This year's festival is taking place from the 27th to the 30th of July with a lineup which includes
Orbital, Clean Bandit, Slaves,
Akala,
Nadia Rose,
as well as DJ sets from
Mike Skinner and Murkage,
Joe Goddard from Hot Chip,
and Faithless.
FUBAR Radio will be bringing the hottest stand-up talent to the brand new comedy stage, featuring James Acaster. For more information and to buy tickets, go to www.standandcalling.com and keep listening to FUBAR Radio for exclusive offers and giveaways in the lead-up to this summer's big event. FUBAR Radio, an official partner of Stand and Calling.
Hi, Claire. Jamie Carragher here, former Liverpool defender and most Scouse man in existence, 1996-2012. If you want to be Scouse like me, then have I got the clothing range for use. We've got the very latest shell suits and tracky bees, always in stock. Need socks to tuck them into? Course you do, Arkid. We've got those too, in white, whiter and Pringle. But no tracky ensemble's complete without a smart shirt. They come in checked, coloured squares and chessboard effect. And all that with the reinforced top button. So, if you want to be Scouse, just call in at any retailer and ask for Jamie Carragher. No thieving.
That's Jamie Carragher at all good retailers.
Good team on paper. On FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, FUBAR. Kimmy Garrickier. What were you talking about during the break? Not really that much, were you?
How my headphones were too wide and I demanded another pair.
Yeah. Mm.
He really is the princess and the pea.
Yeah.
Diva. Absolute diva.
I can't help it. That's what you get from 28 weeks of quality content. Mm. Oh, no, it's only 27, so I take it back. And to be honest, we were
presumptuous.
We were coasting in the middle 30 and 15.
No, hang on, but you did a special over Christmas, so 28, isn't it?
I don't know, I just keep counting in the dollar.
Listeners, if you've just tuned in, this is the quality of the chat. Us trying to figure out how many episodes we've done so far and whether any of them were of any quality.
Don't worry, we'll be going back to penis talk later, it's fine. We just need to get the football bit out of the way and then we'll be back to cocks. It's all good.
Can I introduce something?
Yes, please.
I'd be very interested what you guys all think about who Michael Essien's going to replace at Persib Bandung.
Great question. What are the who are the runners and riders?
Well, I mean, obviously he's not going to replace Atep Rizal, the captain.
Oh, you'd be crazy to take out the captain.
I mean, he's part of the reason that they're flying high in the Indonesian Liga 1.
Also, the fans get to shout, Atep, 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 every time he goes forwards.
Good.
Yeah.
Deserved more.
So, for me...
Sorry, my attention was momentarily taken away.
Yeah. For me, it's between Kim Kuznetsov and Didi Kuznetsov. Toss a coin.
I mean, the thing about Kuznetsov is he's trying to walk it in, isn't he?
Yeah.
You know, I've said have a go from outside the box.
But one thing's for certain is that the Indonesian Premier League is just going to go from strength to strength.
Oh, yeah. It's ballooning.
I've been speaking about dirty players with a colleague of mine recently. He was saying on Michael Essien he would take to be the dirtiest player ever in Premier League due to a few dodgy tackles out of Liverpool players. He did have a nasty streak.
He also used to sleep 14 hours a day.
Really?
Yeah, Michael Essien. The biggest sleeper in the Chelsea team in history.
Most of it during the minutes of 20 to 88 in the air, walking along with Chelsea there.
Shall we do a stat attack?
I've barely got any stats. So
How about I tell you that...
Number of deaths in the Second World War, 32 million. 26 on the Russian side. Your turn.
Only 26 Russians?
26 million on the Russian side.
All right. After I can name them.
Yeah, Sergei!
I learned all their names. Like, using... less than what's in the Chelsea squad.
Apparently, anyway, after being disrespected by his national manager, Tony Yeboah slept with his wife to teach him a lesson.
What, his own wife?
No.
With
the manager's wife.
How did that happen, do you know? Was it a sort of Stan Collymore situation?
I have no idea. All I know is that he was disrespected in a team meeting and he basically went, I'll show him. And they were all staying in the same hotel. And he went and had a bit of the old innie outie. Though, with it being Yeboah, he could have shot from outside the box and it had still gone in.
Anyway,
stat attack.
This better be good.
I don't think I can beat that. That was so good. I've actually used most of my best stats during the previous.
Yeah, they were his show. Best stats.
They were my best stats. So I feel like I've shot my bolt a bit early. On penis talk.
No.
So, the highest points that a man scored this week were 115, which is incredible when you consider the average points of 19. Well
and
done
I got
that
10.
Man. Yeah, well done to that man. There have been 3.5 million transfers made over the last few days. That's a very high number, and that's mainly because of people going bonkers getting rid of Kane, Llorente and Ibrahimovic.
But he's also the fourth most transferred in.
Yeah, somebody's not really thought that through. But
I'm one of those somebodies.
Some people have got really wrong. So the most transferred in, if you look at the last 2 weeks, has been Sadio Mane, which is a great choice. But a lot of short-term bets on King and Costa. I think Costa's a great choice as a replacement for Ibrahimovic coming up. But I'll talk about why certain players would be a better bet later.
Good tease there.
Just
I like
a point
it.
Of order. I think we either call Mane Maine or we call Kane Kane.
Do we not take into account the fact they're from completely different countries and cultures?
No.
Okay.
No.
They're motion carried.
They're in the Premier League, therefore everything's English. I don't mind.
You've tuned
I don't
into
mind
UKIP.
If I don't mind if they're Mane and Kane. I just want consistency across the board.
Deck, if you're not getting on our racial stereotyping generalisation bandwagon now, then you never will.
Oh, yeah. I am. I just wanted to clarify for the average listener who might be confused.
I have got some more stats.
The journalist.
I've got some great stats. It's fine. I like it when you put a bed underneath what I'm saying.
Holy shit.
Right, so I'm going to do it anyway. So Bournemouth registered their first ever Premier League home win against a team from London. That's interesting, that, aren't
they? you can't say that about your own thing.
I can. We know Emre Can had a great goal from inside the box this week, which was actually one of Liverpool's only three shots on target. Scored two of them. Which was good. Led Jurgen Klopp to talk about them winning ugly. I don't care. It was a great win. They have actually scored more Premier League goals from outside the box than any other team. Well, Jurgen Klopp's been in charge of them. That's 21.
Wow.
Mainly suggesting that we run out of ideas and just decide to lash
have
it.
Have a pop.
Which I think is a little bit different to the gegenpress ideal that we were looking for. Omar Niasse's Premier League goals for Hull City, they've all come as a substitute. Whereas with Everton Deck, I think he was superb on the training ground with the under-21s.
Yep.
Absolutely banging them in. And Swansea have conceded 61 goals this season. No side have ever conceded more than 60 goals at this point and stayed up.
Point of interest.
That is a point of interest. Good button pressing.
They should go down based on all of the stats in front of me.
And the fact that they're not great.
That's true. That's the end.
Yeah,
cool.
Okay, lovely show. We finished 29 minutes early.
Great. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Penis talk on FUBAR Radio. Dun, 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 dun.
See, speaking of penises, did you hear the Chelsea fans chant Judas?
That was a great segue.
At Jose Mourinho.
Yeah.
Because apparently when you've been fired from the job that you're very good at, you're not allowed to get another job.
Judas. Yeah.
I think they fundamentally misunderstood what Judas did.
Or words. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What would you describe? Are we going to have RE-GCSE chat?
No, I think...
What would you say Judas did?
No, well, for example, if you're wanting to compare a footballer to Judas, then what's his chops up at Rangers going to Celtic? What's his name? Back in the day. Ali, did
you? Mo Johnson.
Mo Johnson.
He's got a pronounceable surname, though.
Yeah.
Easier than Iscariot.
Where did that come from? Carry on.
He took his 30 pieces of silver to betray his team. That, I think, is a comparable thing. Anyone who refuses to play in order to get a transfer, you can compare them to Judas. But someone... If Jesus had fired Judas, you're no longer one of my followers, mate. Get to fuck.
If Jesus was like a Russian oligarch with a shit ton of money and a definite connection to the mafia and had fired Judas.
I'd like the idea of Roman Abramovich just sitting on a dinner table at night going, one of you will betray me.
Or just doing shit with fish and bread constantly.
I'm going to make loads more of these guys. Strap in.
There's a business right there, but he was all about just performing the trick once, wasn't he? Water into wine. Done that, mate. Old hat.
Jesus was always looking for original content. Yeah. That's the thing.
I'm going to spend 5 weeks on a pole in your face, David Blaine. You're just a second-hand Jesus.
That's our quiz next week. Is it Jesus's trick or David Blaine's?
Jesus or Judas? Yeah. That's looking through.
Yeah,
all
you don't get many. You don't get many players called like Gabriel Judas.
True.
No.
Do you?
Very true.
It'd be great.
But he's good at crossing? No.
No, you've done that before. No, I mean, one of the things about Judas is that this is my Bible stat attack.
Right.
Is that actually, if you look at it, he was a necessary cog in the plan of God, and that he had to give away Jesus, and Jesus welcomed it because obviously he knew he was going to be killed, and therefore, is this sent into the Gospel Channel?
Yeah,
yeah. Like, also, I hear that that Jesus had a massive cock, and while he was on the cross, it was swinging back and forth, like a young Uriah Rennie.
That's why he was singing "Always Look on the Bright Side of Life."
Yeah,
because
yeah.
he was finally unashamedly allowed to let everyone know.
Yeah,
and back to penis talk.
Yeah, the main thing for me. And I think it's important for everyone to remember this, is that Jesus was clearly a white ginger-haired guy.
Oh, yeah.
Despite being born in Palestine.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
Oh. News from the wider world of football.
So when God was when Jesus was on the cross, he said in old Aramaic, "Lemoi, Lemoi, Lemo Samictani." That means it's something like that.
No, he used to play for Fulham.
Leroy, 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 Leroy Sané.
Yeah, yeah.
No, put him in midfield. Jobs are good. Get me up there. Get me up to that heaven.
I'm genuinely interested in what that meant.
Yeah, I tell you what. If we put that online,
make a great video.
The God backlash. I think it says Eloi, Eloi, Lemoi Samictani, which is forgive them. They don't know what they do.
Ah,
yeah.
I was going to say, talking of backlash. There's something on the screen. Should we talk about that?
That's segueing. That is professional level.
Has Jesus been in touch? No, steady.
Not Jesus, but someone else.
So obviously, I've had a lot of love for my accurate assessment of Stephen Gerrard's limited capability.
This is in the Stephen Gerrard versus Frank Lampard.
So a couple of weeks ago,
we're still waiting on the Frank Lampard video. Some have argued that it's a bit dry and statistical.
The Stephen Gerrard video. We've had a lot of Frank Lampard video. let's not forget some significant marketing spend behind.
Yes. But Tom Gill has upped the stakes. His quote from Facebook is, "This is one of the most embarrassing things I've ever heard. Ever." I'm assuming he's older than one. Right? "It's just pure hatred being masked as objectivity. I want to take issue with that. I never masked it as objectivity."
You said at the start, this is purely subjective.
Yes. "I've heard and read a lot of utter hate-driven shit on internet over years."
On internet.
Right, which he's obviously actively seeking it out. "This is right up there with the worst ever. I'm up there with the worst ever hate speech on the internet that ISIS live on."
Yeah.
Well done, Rob. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you,
he's
guys.
He's like a so-called football Islamic state.
"I hope this twat hasn't got too big a platform to spit his venom out of."
And you can gladly say that you haven't.
I haven't. but here's the thing. Here's the thing, Tom Gill. I've seen that sort of insulting behaviour before, and I know where it comes from. Desire.
I thought you were going to say Liverpool.
It's the online equivalent of pulling a girl's hair in the playground. He's heard my dulcet tones, and you know what he wants? You know what he wants, Bundo.
More Bobby.
More Bobby.
That's what we all want. We want more
so,
Bobby.
Tom, it's all right. Just call in. I'll talk to you all you want, matey. I'll get you to that end point.
Is that a challenge? He's laying down the gauntlet, saying, call in if you dare. Yes. Yes, you are.
And when told that maybe he was being a little bit aggressive, he said, "Only me calling him a twat is aggression, really, which he deserves."
Ah, well, I'll tell you what, next week maybe I will do a recap of the Gerrard argument for you. I'm not doing it now, other than to point out, not only was he a one club man, a one haircut man, but he was a very consistent brand endorsement man. So I just think we're the three key pillars of my argument.
Some great metrics there, as I understand it.
It is all about the merch.
Yeah, KPIs of great footballers. Yeah. That's our new section.
I've got another bit of general football news. It's from a couple of weeks ago, but I haven't had the chance to mention it.
It's all right. Start edit now.
Palermo have done the most Italian thing of all time.
Go on.
Can you get a picture of Paul Bacaglini up? Can you get a picture of Paul Bacaglini up, please, Ali? Right. So he's the new Palermo president. The Palermo president of 15 years just resigned. And so they appointed Paul Bacaglini. There's a picture of him coming up, who's an American-born Italian, used to be an MTV presenter. And his entire torso is covered in tats. And there's a picture of him online that basically Bacaglini, there we go. Come on, let's see this picture.
Appointed as the new press
on radio. Look on radio.
We will put it up on Twitter.
Can we describe this, Rob? What's the website the picture's taken from first?
Lemonparty.it. Right, and he's just there. He looks like a human doodle pad, and he's covering his tits with lemons.
His tattooed torso, and he's covering his nipples entirely with lemons. There's one. There's then a photo of a lemon sort of squirting jizz-like into his mouth.
Yeah, and
he, I think that's spaghetti. But anyway,
he is the president of one of the biggest football clubs in Europe now. And he's got a very beautiful wife.
I mean, to be honest, anybody who started off with an association with the Viacom International Network, I think, has given themselves a rock solid base in management.
Yeah, but I think he's clearly he's clearly a bit mental, and I love it.
He is. He's squeezing those lemons onto his tits, dirty bastard. It's too late for pancake day.
And who's that? It's Jesus's mum, bringing us full circle.
Hooray!
On his right tit, he has Jesus's mum. Mary. Virgin, were you, Mary? Virgin, honest, come on.
Talking about sacrifices, Mike.
Ah,
like the Lord Jesus Christ gave for our sins.
Holy shit, we are segueing.
If this segues into Barcelona and Paris Saint-Germain, this is a great religious
segue. Can we call today the Segway Show, please?
Did you see the game? The Barca Paris Saint-Germain game.
I saw the highlights.
We were making groundbreaking internet television.
Yeah, no, which was somewhat subsumed by the by the major news on Twitter.
Yeah, people were actually posting on our internet television about the football. That was hurtful.
Yeah, that was hurtful.
So the final goal of the game, there's a few commentators, and they have gone absolutely nuts. And I think it sounds like a bit of a ritual sacrifice. What do you guys think? La pinchara Neymar para Sergio Roberto.
It's like in Temple of Doom. What's he say?
I mean,
no, Christopher Lee, don't set fire to the van.
I mean, I'm sorry to say something that means it won't be used online, but I think it sounds like a man continuously and passionately spaffing in a girl's mouth.
That's the noise you make.
Kalima! Kalima! You take.
They're just twisting my hand around that. They're just playing out.
Are they still going?
Is this Italian?
Or Spanish?
Isn't this the entire Mel Gibson film?
This is going in Aramaic.
This is all interlinked. I tell you what, Dan Brown is taking notes for the next shit book he writes.
Anyway, has anybody ever noticed that the FUBAR Radio logo actually points to a picture of God?
And it has the symbol of the Illuminati in it.
Yeah, in the Louvre. and if we can make it there in 20 minutes with a random and very unattractive lady who's become our sidekick, and we can get there.
Tom Hanks, I love you, but what are you thinking, man?
Come on, Hanks. You're better than
love
that.
The size of your house, by the way. Congratulations. Sure, those things are not in any way connected.
But didn't they score 3 goals in the last 5 minutes? That's what happened.
Yeah. Neymar played probably the best 7 minutes of football anyone has played in at least 6 months.
I have only seen that last goal, which, you know, was kind of special, but wasn't the penalty very questionable indeed?
It was, but the free kick was phenomenal, so it sort of balances out. Yeah, the penalty probably wasn't a penalty. Suarez dived, basically.
Right.
But the free kick that Neymar scored 7 minutes before the end was absurd.
As you say, I think Neymar played the best 2.5 minutes in football since John Barnes did the World in Motion rap.
John, if you're listening, love you, mate.
But it's harder to play along with Neymar than it is to recite the entire John Barnes World in Motion rap, which I can do, but we don't have time for.
After the break, Matt will be doing.
I could do, but it's a very long rap.
Where does it rank in terms of all-time last-minute goals?
I thought you were going to say in terms of rats.
In terms of rats.
I was going to say, it's up there with Ice Baby and nothing else.
Right. Right up there, just pipping Eminem on the post.
Last-minute comebacks?
Not necessarily comebacks, but those last-minute goals, which... Because obviously, that's the best kind of goal, unless you concede it. the last minute goal. It's, I mean, like, I was crestfallen last week because Fulham, we were taking an undeserved 3 points away from Fulham. They scored in the 94th minute. And the thing is, had that happened in the 52nd minute, it wouldn't have bothered me particularly. It's to get so close.
It's gutting, yeah.
I think I actually prefer the late half-time goal. Because I like the fact that with a late last full-time goal, it kind of goes, right. Oh, it's a glorious last-minute thing. But I like the fact that they can talk about sending him into the dressing room with mid impetus. You know, you get...
Oh, they've changed the complexion of the match one.
I love it like that. And then they've got, like, you know, a manager who's gone from praising his players to having to give them a right rollicking. Like Liverpool, Giorgio Wijnaldum at the weekend, the 45 minutes plus two, I think it was. Yeah. That was even better because Jurgen Klopp went in there. He was just putting on his knuckle dusters.
Yeah.
And, like, just stripping down to take the one, whereas actually he's like had to bring out the kid gloves.
It really helped that Bournemouth decided to play musical statues at that exact moment, didn't it?
By the way, when you say like put on like treating him with kid gloves, that's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Is that genuine? Is that a Barry like Bennell? Like,
yeah.
In ancient times, gloves for political reasons would be made out of children.
Were they?
Yeah.
What, you just stick two hands up a child?
Yeah,
up a child's anus.
Hey, you do that. Then you do that. You've got four hands. That's fucking genius.
Oh, you can use their hands. What in
maths,
like?
Yeah. It's basic maths.
What, are they like puppets?
And if they're like puppets, if they in turn get two smaller children.
Like a tree of children!
You've got eight fucking hands.
Good team on paper. On FUBAR Radio.
All right, Richard Dunn here. You might know me as the greatest Irish defender I've seen in the Premier League since wee Paul McGrath. But now I'm retired and moved on to entertaining the kiddies. So, now instead of clearing balls, I'm gathering them in my Olympic-sized ball pool. Instead of sliding tackles, I'm sliding down Europe's longest and steepest slide. And instead of kicking strikers, I'm kicking back in my arcade and cafe, now serving five different types of potato. So, you've got kids and you love them, or you just want them to shut up. Bring them to me, because whether your daughter or your son, your little un will have tons of fun with Richard Dunn.
Hello, everybody. I am Swansea defender Angel Rangel. You know me as handsome and creative fullback, but I am now 33 and must soon face life after football. If you've seen the way Swansea play, you know I like things that are beautiful. So as I enter retirement, I'll be following my one true passion. Not football, jewellery. So, if you want to give your lady something beautiful for Christmas, then why not give her one of my handmade bracelets? Angel Rangel's Spangly Bangles are the greatest thing she can put on her wrist. If you give her one, she might give you one off her wrist. You know what I mean.
FUBAR Radio presents
Background Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Alfred Hitchcock, when he won his Oscar, he just went upstage and went...
I feel like that's what I'd do.
I know you wouldn't, don't you?
I'd be like, yeah, cool.
It's like, cool.
I'd be like, it's for all you motherfuckers that said I could never win this shit. No. Do you remember when Cooper Gooding won his? He went crazy on stage. He's like, yeah, going crazy. I was like, mate, they should take that shit back. Like, I don't know. Oh, who should have their Oscars revoked? Because I put him first in line. Sorry, Cooper. I love your work, man. The OJ thing was awesome, but you did a boat trip after you won the Oscar, man. They should have took that shit back.
Every Friday.
Background Chill with Noel Clark.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio. Good team on paper. On FUBAR Radio.
Quick planning meeting there. We've sorted it all out. We've got 13 minutes left.
Yeah, I'm like, Rob, you take this one. Mike, you take this one. Deck.
It's a huge sacrifice. Good luck.
Yeah. Good luck for it.
Jerry's in the field. So,
I think we do actually need to talk about where that ranks in all time. Because in terms of last-minute goals, one that gets you through to the Champions League semi-final... Is it semis they've gone through to? I can never remember, because when do Arsenal always go out? Quarters or semis?
So it's gone through to the round of Arsenal.
Okay.
Guardian call.
Yeah, so obviously that is a big deal. You know, and you know, we'll do comebacks another time, because I know that certain Liverpool fans would want to mention certain things there.
Don't call it a comeback, we never left.
Well, and you never beat them. But anyway, that's all by the by. That's just for you, Tom. Thinking of you.
Tom Gill. Fuck you.
Yeah. So
I made you a song.
I think the obvious starting point is Aguero! Because up until that point, they had completely fucked the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
They had it in the palm of their hand, and then they pooed in the palm of their hand and smeared it all over their stupid faces.
Oh, you mean they fucked it up in the Premier League? Not they fucked the entire Premier League.
Well, they had the Premier League. They had
this is
it.
Key,
they,
you're right to ask. Yeah.
All they had to do was beat QPR. I mean, that's...
It's not easy. Difficult ground, Loftus Road. Difficult ground.
That year. So I've got to vote for that one. What say you, Declan Donnelly?
Well, mate,
not the real Declan Donnelly.
I played for Dudsworth Athletic when I was 10 years old. I was the captain. I was a right back and quite a phenomenal player. And I crossed it over, and my friend Tom Hodgkinson scored to win us the local area championship against Aspie de la Douche Rollers.
Tom. Yeah. No, different
that,
Tom.
For me, that made a real. I got a little cup that I've kept.
Nice.
So hello, Tom. Genuinely, he was tiny. He was probably about 3 foot tall.
Right.
And for him to get anywhere near a ball from across was a real sort of magical moment for everyone.
Okay. Was it a last minute?
It was, mate. It was, okay. Yeah. Or last 90 seconds, but, you know.
What about one that our listener might have heard of?
Seems a bit rude.
Yeah.
if you were in or around the Leicestershire area circa that period, I think you would have heard.
I think you know. There was a lot of
I think
of
the reverberations still echo, mate. There was that kind of performance you can't step away from. Anytime I go back to Leicestershire, I get off the train. Boosh, the hero.
He's
back.
Carried
everyone.
On.
Yeah, Vardy's there asking me for my autograph.
Right. I think one of the ones I've got to put down then is Liverpool Arsenal with Michael Thomas.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
It's last minute.
It?
It's kind of fair. And my dad always mentions that as a pure heartbreak moment because it actually marked the moment when Liverpool's dynasty and their domination of the league
crumbled.
Truly ended.
Bundo, what about one that our listeners would have heard of?
Oh. No, but the thing is, though.
I love that. I love that attention.
Up until Aguero. You didn't think that kind of drama was ever going to be possible again, did you? Really? I remember that night. That was so unbelievably dramatic because Liverpool could lose and still win the title.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's ridiculous. And, of course, as much as I hate to admit it, you got Solskjaer against the Hun. We're back to the Hun. We've gone full circle.
Sosha against the Hun, Charlie George for Arsenal as well against Liverpool, lying down at the end of the game. It's mainly against Liverpool, really. We've had a bit of a bad run of it. We deserved Istanbul.
Yeah, well, the thing is, with Michael Thomas, yeah, you liked his goal so much, you bought him.
Yeah.
And he was very mediocre.
I could never warm to him, to be honest.
No. Yeah, because keep your friends close, keep the people who've cost you your last chance at a title closer.
I mean, it was a high-stakes goal.
And that brings us neatly on to...
I was about to say.
I love that I realised that we're on the radio, so my eyebrow... my eyebrow raising was gone.
I was about to say, guys, do we know what day it is?
We do. And it's
I've got a very special little treat for you. Do you want to hear it?
Mm. Yeah. What day is it?
Hello, lovely listeners. John Terry here, your favourite agony uncle. Now, as you'll know, March 14th is Steak and Blowjob Day, so I'm just cooking up a steak. Obviously, because I'm John Terry, every day's Steak and Blowjob Day. But for you, you just get the one. So cook up a steak and say hello to the Doris. All right? Be lucky.
Are there any like actual steaks in supermarkets that are marked down at the moment in a kind of Steak and Blowjob deal? Like,
why not accompany this with a nice Lambrini?
Steak, Lambrini and ice cubes. Yeah. That's what you get this time. And what I assume was Bernays sauce.
Yay!
So it's interesting with Steak and Blowjob Day, mainly because this is really uncouth, and I really hope that my family don't listen to this, but we did send an
What about your auntie and uncle?
We did some. Don't bring Stephen Maureen into this. Did you not participate
Maureen.
In no, this?
No, but you know what? I'm pretty sure I saw Maureen down the shops buying some steak. Good cut.
So, talking about inappropriate family moments, we did send a photo around the WhatsApp group, which the listeners are welcome to join if they want. You know, it's got some red hot updates on who's bought the cider. And we'd welcome anybody who did buy the cider. That'd be good. But Daniel Sturridge and his mum posted a photo about them both cooking a delicious steak.
They posted that today.
I believe it was today.
OMG, girlfriend.
Or in the past 6 months and ever, it's relevant today in the never-changing world of evergreen internet content. Yeah.
My favourite thing about Steak and Blowjob Day is the fact that some guy somewhere went, on February the 14th, I've got to be nice to a woman. Well, I need some compensation for that. This one day a year where I'm supposed to be nice.
I've got a thing where I was looking at other national days.
Yeah.
And I was just browsing through it.
Fingering and marzipan day. that's what I want.
Oh, I thought that was racist.
That's tomorrow. But anyway.
I thought it was racist, and then I realised it was a type of sweet. So yesterday, I believe, 13th of March.
There's always a yesterday.
Was National Open an Umbrella Indoors Day. That's fantastic.
Well, that's just inviting bad luck.
And then on the 2nd of March, this is just in March, it's the in the US, it's National Banana Cream Pie Day.
Oh.
Which I believe is a very different internet video.
Yeah. Today's a different kind of cream pie day. Yeah.
Look it up, listeners.
And of course, the 8th of March is International Women's Day. So they do get 2 days.
It's all ridiculous. On the 3rd
no,
of March...
No, there's only international women who
on
get
On the 3rd
day.
Of March, yeah. It's actually National Mulled Wine Day in Ooh. March. I don't know why, but in March.
That might help with the old blowies.
I mean, for me, it's, you know, it's different to International Women's Day in that mulled wine I respect every day.
Yeah.
I, for one, would like to immediately disassociate myself with a lot of this comment.
My eyebrow raise there was the fact that I could do an eyebrow raise there that nobody had done.
I'd like the one day to be the confluence of Talk Like a Pirate Day and Steak and Blowjob Day. Yar, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. Shall we have a look at predictions a little bit earlier than usual so we can go through them in some detail?
Yeah, sure. So next week is game week 29?
Seven.
No, it's not game week 27. That's a typo.
Oh, 29? 30. 1. 6.
103. 92.
Should we do all... It's like sat-nav. We're just going to do all the numbers and I'll let it in afterwards. 9. 7. Yeah, yeah. 6.
Staking game week.
I'm pretty sure it's 29.
It is 29.
Oh.
Yes.
Well done, Mike. That's the kind of input we've been looking for.
That's why I am the producer.
Anyway. That is brilliant. You're doing an absolutely fantastic job,
so,
Mike.
So who are you going to be bringing in this week?
Oh, as a player recommendation? Yeah. Well, I think I've talked about this before. This is the business end of the season. This is where planning ahead and around it has real value. So you've got to be looking at teams who have only played 26 matches.
And
so
players who will score points. We learnt that earlier.
Players who score points. And assigning them to their correct respective teams.
Yeah, yes.
That is true. You don't want Umar Niasse's Everton form that you can buy in the game. You want the whole one. That's what you want to do. So you look at that. So Man United, Arsenal, Southampton, looking ahead for that. So you're looking at the short term, of course you are, but if you've got your wild card left in the hole, if you've got the triple captain and the all out attack and the bench boost, then you've got to be playing those on a double game week for those teams. So for me, I mean, I can't pick Man United and Arsenal because I don't pick players from last year's top four, but
Man
you
United
guys
weren't in last year's top four.
Or Man United. I think you guys should be looking massively at Man United players. Perhaps even Rashford, Sanchez. What do you think?
But not Ibrahimovic.
Not Ibrahimovic because he's injured. If he was out there, surely Rashford would be a decent shout.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, well...
Can I offer you a Lingard? If you'd like a stronger striker, please ask for one.
You see, and Lingard should be Scandinavian.
It's
all interconnected today, folks.
Background.
Dan Brown, suck my balls. I went full Partridge there.
It's definitely that day.
Yeah.
So I think for me, looking ahead with Southampton, I'm going to tarry a little bit.
Do you reckon Theresa May and her husband celebrate Steak and Blowjob Day?
That's an image that nobody
needs
to see.
Yes, but the other way around.
We're almost out of time now.
I'd be looking, Mike.
Yeah.
I would wait this week on Southampton, but in the coming weeks, Gabbiadini is a must-have, and you should be looking at in his double game week. He's triple captain.
Yeah, you got to love Marco.
Absolute triple captain nailed on. Whereas this week is a bit tricky because they're playing Spurs away, and Man City, Liverpool. That's going to be a bit tricky as well. I don't know whether we're going to go into Gold's Fest.
Yeah, let's do.
And a goal!
Goal Fest.
We should also give a quick shout out to Bundo, who is now fifth in the league, despite his own sort of self-defeating choices in his team.
With players,
and that's the
not,
highest he's been so far this season.
With players that are not from last year's top four, that's a reasonable achievement.
I'm biding my time for a very, very late charge. I'm just trying to drop down the league sufficiently so that it's properly impressive.
I think the thing with this is that Kane being out is going to really play into my hands. I was speaking to Gary Bundy, regular contributor to the show, and we were talking about how there should be a maximum cap on the number of times you can make one player captain because it unfairly skews the league. You know, we're going to talk about Kane versus Lukaku next week, but Kane being out
and we're back to Kane versus Abel. We're back to the Bible.
Kane versus Abel. I mean, what I think is definitely going to happen is that Kane being out is going to level the playing field. So points fest for me, goal fest. I am looking squarely at Crystal Palace Watford with Troy Deeney in. Controversial but true.
Lukaku, Everton versus Hull.
Oh yeah, I think Everton Hull as well, and possibly Sunderland Burnley. I think there's a lot of goals
Defoe
in there.
Defoe could be great.
And the snooze fest has to be Man City Liverpool. It's going to disappoint, isn't it?
It's going to be awful.
Right, that's your lot. We'll be back next week. This has been FUBAR Radio. Good team on paper. Thank you. Bye.